Hello?
Hey, Brandon, it's Nadine. Is this a good time for you now? I got your email.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure, and it won't take us that long to get everything set up, and then tomorrow we can schedule your client interview. That's the most important appointment because you'll be speaking with the technician. They're going to be basically going over Facebook ads, website, way more in detail, but we'll make it at a time that's going to be the most convenient for you. So I sent you the two emails, and now on your phone, so on this phone number, the 559-792-2297, is this like your cell number?
Yes. This is my primary contact.
Okay, perfect. So you do get text messages, right? On this phone,
I
know it's a silly question, but I just want to confirm. Okay. I'm going to send you right now your credentials for your client dashboard because I like to send them ahead of time, and you're going to also have the number to customer service. So you're always going to call our 877 number whenever you have updates, changes, questions, concerns, okay? That's our customer service department number. We're always here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. We're in California. We're on the southern side, okay? Orange County.
Uh-huh.
So I just sent you that. Now, how do you spell your first name? It's just for the account purpose here with me. Is it B-R-A-N?
D-E-N.
Okay, with an E. Okay, got it. And then what's your last name, Brandon?
Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y.
Oh, my gosh. One of my really close friends, that's her last name, Amy Bailey. Okay.
I bet she's cool.
She is. She's super cool. Oh, my gosh. I love her. Too bad she lives in Missouri now.
Lucky
but, yeah.
Her.
I know, right? She got out of California. No, she's the best. Super down-to-earth person. Okay. Now, the company name. This is super important that we list you correctly. I have Xterra Construction, Inc. Is that how you want it to read?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what is the address that's associated with the number, or not with the number, I'm sorry, with the business? Is it like your home address where the business is registered?
It is. There's a section of my home that I use as an office.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Is it the 1105 Crystal Street B?
There shouldn't be an E.
It's a B as in boy.
1105. Oh, yes. That's it.
Okay. All right. Now, because this is your home address, the address is not going to show anywhere on Google. No one needs to know where you live at because what you have is what we call it's called a home office. Okay.
Okay.
And that's Porterville. There we go. And I show that it's coming up as, and is that like Suite B or is it like in a, like a Section B?
It's Apartment B.
Apartment B? Okay. And then that's Porterville 93257, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now we're going to go over the billing, Brandon. So before I even process your payment, I'm going to be walking you through a 90-second voice verification recording. And what it's going to do is just outline our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you that I will also send in writing along with your invoice. Now I'm going to ask you, like I said, stick it out 2 months. Okay, we call it a two-month verbal agreement. You pay monthly. You can cancel at any time, and I'm going to also state that in the recording. When I'm walking you through it, if there's anything at all that you don't understand, you just stop me or say, Nadine, wait a minute. What does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay. So before I take the payment information, I'm going to put a security question on your account. I'm going to do the voice verification, and then we'll go over the billing. Okay? So,
okay.
Security question is a choice that you choose one of the three. Mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
What city was that?
Lindsay.
All right. Now, the reason that I put this security question is I want you to get into the habit that anytime that we call you, you always ask, what's my security question? Because, Brandon, if at any time someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Brandon, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Exterra Construction Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Brandon Bailey, President.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Brandon, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to be aware that someone might call you trying to sell you another type of online product. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money. If at any time, you know, just always ask, what's my security question? Like I mentioned, they hang up. It's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
And what that means is that we're not saying you can't do other marketing. Just give us a call before you do, just so we can make sure we're not already including that service. We just don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is September 25th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on October 25th, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299. Now, Brandon, once your term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 25th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support, which is the number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. I'm going to ask that you please save that number in your contacts under Local Splash, so that if you ever need to get in touch with us, you have our number on hand. If you do choose to pause or cancel it, please make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. And we simply part as friends. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the card that you're going to put on file, is that in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Symbol.
How does your name read on it? Just Brandon Bailey, or is there a middle initial?
Brandon F. Bailey.
F as like Frank?
Sam.
Oh, S as in Sam. Okay. Now, is it the full company name with the ink in it, or how does the business read on there?
No ink. It's just Exterra Construction.
Okay, perfect. Same billing address as well? Okay. And is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
What's the card number when you're ready?
4815-8800-8530-2778.
Expiration month and year?
August 2029.
August of 29, and the CVV code on the back?
038.
Okay, give me 1 second here. How does your schedule look for tomorrow for your client interview?
Afternoon between 3 and 4:30, somewhere in there. 3 and 4.
That's perfect. Okay. So I'm glad. Okay, good. Cause we got one appointment left. Okay. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to block out an hour. The client interview can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer. Just depends on how many questions or details you have. And I do have an appointment. We can call you between 3 and 4 o'clock tomorrow. Okay. So I'll send you an invite for that. Now, I want to let you know because finance sent me a message. So they wanted to congratulate you first on the business, but they are offering you, and it's just an option, okay? They offer you, if you want to prepay 3 months, $700. You pay $700, and it covers you for 3 months. You could do 6 months for $1,300, or you could do the year for $25. So they wanted me to extend those other offers to you in case you would be interested.
Yeah, I'll prepay 3 months.
3 months? Okay, perfect.
Yeah, we'll try it gives 3 months.
Yeah, it gives you a little bit more of a savings. You know what I mean? So you're going to...
Because I'm doing the 3 months, I won't be automatically charged December, January?
I'm going to tell you exactly the date before it reverts back to the $299 a month, okay? So this is basically going to cover you for 3 months. Now, I would say to play it safe, a week before it's going to expire, right? Your 3 months. I would suggest, and I'll even set it on my calendar to follow up with you if that makes it easier, because I know you can get busy too, you know. But right before your 3 months is up, I'm going to call you a week before. So that way you can let me know if, hey, Nadine, do another 3 months, do 6 months, do a year. You know what? I just want to do month to month, or better yet, I don't want it to renew. Okay? So this way you don't get charged. And I'll even give you the date that it's going to cover you to. Give me 1 second here. Let me go here. Okay. So, like, you're not worrying about that payment on the 25th coming out. So it is saving you money by doing it this way as well. Okay. So, basically, your next billing date, okay, is going to be the, oh, my gosh, the 25th of December. So what's going to happen is, I'm going to call you the week before, okay? So the 25th, the week before that, I'm going to actually call you on the 16th of December to see, hey, Brandon, are you going to want it to just cancel out? Do you want to renew it? What do you want to do? So this way you don't incur that charge. Because if we don't hear from you prior to that, what will happen is on the 25th of December, it's going to automatically renew at $299. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to put it on my calendar. Let me just mark my calendar the 16th. I'm going to call you of December. All right. Now, do you have a business logo set up already for your company?
I do.
Okay, perfect. And I know you have pictures as well. And then, now, do you know the domain for your website?
Yes.
Okay. Give me 1 second because I'm going to jot it down as business logo. All right. What is the domain for the website?
It's ExteraConstructionInc.com.
Oh, so you got lucky, huh? I know sometimes when people get domains, it's like, oh, man, someone's already got that one. Okay. Perfect. And the technician will go over that with you, like as far as like giving us a login credential, so that way we can go ahead and create that. And then, Brandon, your services, I'm putting excavating, major grading, resloping. Is that correct?
Yes, grading, excavating,
okay.
Septic?
Yes. Septic. Okay. Residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Both, either.
Okay. And then, let's see here. Are you licensed and insured or in the process?
Licensed and insured, yes.
Beautiful. And then I'm putting you, because the Facebook ads will reach as far as 50 miles, so I'm putting you at the 50 miles, okay, just an FYI. Do you prefer when we communicate with you, phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Text is fine unless it's something urgent.
Okay, so I'm going to put text and phone. How's that? And then what are your hours of operation?
5 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Monday to Friday? Oh, my gosh, you poor thing. So 5 a.m. to 6? You're a go-getter.
Yeah.
Okay, 5 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay. What are the forms of payments that you accept? Do you do cash, check, Zelle, Venmo, credit cards, Cash App, PayPal?
All the above.
Cash, I'm going to name them off. Cat, do you do check? I don't even know. Do people do check still? I think my mom's the only one. So cash, check, Zelle?
I do Zelle. I do Cash App, Venmo.
Tell them, send it as friends.
I'm not set up for credit card yet, but I could be.
You know what's a good one to look into? If you don't already have a business account, I would look into Square.
I have a business checking account. I don't know what
you mean. You do? Oh, okay.
Yes.
No, I was going to say, because sometimes through your bank, they might have like merchant services where you could process credit card payments. If you don't want to go through your bank, there's also another one that my aunt uses for her catering. It's called Square. And basically, you just link your bank account to it. But it's easy for her because she's able to make invoices through that app. And it helps her when she's doing her taxes. Like, it gives her the whole breakdown. So it's really helpful for her.
Yeah, if the need arises, I'll look into that.
Yeah. But if you don't need it now, don't even worry about it. Okay. Now, let me see. What else do I need here? Okay. We can add a tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay. But instead of them seeing your physical phone number, they would see a tracking number that would be linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store. It allows you to track your phone calls, your messages. You can even block spam calls. Do you prefer that it be your phone number listed there, or would you be interested in the tracking number?
Can I change it later?
You can. If later on you want us to add the tracking number, just let us know. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay?
Yeah, I'll try to put the phone number, and if it gets crazy, I'll have to change it.
No worries. Now, let's take a look. I think I'm almost done with that. Okay. Now, there's two emails, and it also came in a text message that I need you to find. The first, whichever one you find first, there's one that says action photos needed, and there's one that says initial invoice.
Okay. Yep, I got them both.
Okay, so the action pictures needed, right, to get Google verified. Basically, we send you a list of items that we need photos of. This is going to help us get you verified through Google faster, because you will have to do a video verification. The technicians will help you, okay? But basically on that list, upload on that link whatever pictures you have of those items, and whatever you don't worry about it. Like, send us a picture of your work tools, your work equipment, the vehicle you use with the license plate showing, business license, insurance, whatever you don't have, like I said, don't worry about it. A workspace is like, let's say you have a shed that you store your tools in, take a picture of the shed, okay? Now, the other one is going to say initial invoice, and I'll need you to open that one up.
Yep, it's open.
Okay, and it goes on to say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. Do you see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms? Towards the bottom?
There's one that says, oh, yeah, uh-huh, I see it, uh-huh.
Okay, click on that. Now, what it's going to do, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. You see that there?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I need you to do is scroll towards the bottom where you see where it says mobile phone, and there's a box that should have your phone number in it. So if you can confirm it's your phone number listed in there.
It is.
Okay. The two boxes below it, the first one, you're going to check the box because you're saying that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one is saying that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card and that your information is complete and accurate. And then at the bottom, Brandon, what you're going to do is type your name exactly as it reads there. No period after the S because it doesn't even recognize those, any of those symbols. And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should be taking you to a page that's asking you to put in a username and a password. Let me know once you see it.
It's not, I can't get to the acceptance.
Okay, you're looking at it from your phone. Maybe turn your phone to the side because sometimes, depending, like me, on the size of my font, I won't see it all unless I turn my phone sideways. Do you have like an iPhone or an Android?
Yeah, iPhone. Did that work?
Did that work?
Yeah. Yeah, I clicked it. And yeah, I'm to the splash screen.
Okay, so username and password. This is where you log in to track your results with us. Earlier, I sent you your username and password. So your username is always going to be your phone number. The password is my MY video, all one word, lowercase. Okay? Now, you can always change it to a password of your choice. I would suggest that you wait. Yeah, my video, all one word, lowercase. Now, logging into it. Yeah, video. V as in Victor, I-D-E-O.
So is it just my video?
Yeah, my video is your password. Uh-huh.
My video, okay.
It's just a password that they generate. So if you want more of a unique password, like you want to update it to a password of your choice, I would suggest wait about 5 days before you update it to a password of your choice because the technician's going to be customizing the tracking and reporting system for you, okay? And that's usually done within 5 to 7 days. They'll let you know. They'll send you, like, we'll be actually sending you notifications as steps are being completed, okay? Now, just the last two things I want to go over with you, okay? So, tomorrow, we're going to be calling you, and I'm going to send you the invite right now. We're going to be calling you tomorrow between 3 and 4 o'clock, and we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. So I just need you to make sure, Brandon, that you're answering all calls within that hour. If I am not on a call or in a meeting, I will actually be the one to call you to introduce you to the technician. So I'm going to do my best to be available for that. I prefer to do it. Now, if I'm not available, then they know already to call you directly. Let's say we call you, you're in the middle of something, you need 5 or 10 more minutes, just pick up the call and say, hey, can you guys call me back? We will call you right back, okay? Sure. And I'm going to send you also a reminder an hour before your interview just to remind you that it's coming up, okay?
Cool.
Now, starting from tomorrow, we're going to get moving here. So within 5 to 7 days, you're going to be listed in the directories, and you can start logging in to your with your credentials to start tracking your results, okay? Now, you're going to add us on as managers to your business Facebook page, not owners. You hold your ownership. We are just managers, so we can manage the Facebook ads. The Google business profile that we're going to create for you, okay, you're going to be the owner of it. We're just going to be managers. So just so you know, that's how we set it up. Now, the Facebook ads and the website, those are going to be up and live within 7 to 14 days. Those can already start generating phone calls for you. What we state in our terms and conditions that I sent to you in writing, the first page placement on Google with getting you verified, creating the Google business profile, optimizing it, and maintaining it, that can take between 45 to 60 days. That is our promise. Now, many times I have seen where it has happened sooner. I am still going to tell you 45 to 60 days because I would rather under-promise and over-deliver. Okay?
Yeah.
But we're going to send you notifications, so we'll keep you in the loop as each step's being completed so you're aware of the work that we're doing. If you got changes, updates, or anything like that, please feel free to reach out to us so that way we can make these changes. But they're going to be managing your account because we want you, you know, we want you to be very successful so you stick around for a long time. Okay? Save your receipt for your tax purposes because it is a write-off. I know you probably already know, but I still like to remind everybody. I'm a mom, so I'm like that. So other than that, I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. Brandon, I am so super excited for you, and I would like to thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business.
Thank you. I just hope it's, you know, profitable.
Absolutely. And in fact, I'm going to do this here. Give me 1 second, actually. You know what? I want to see if this person's available, if you just bear with me here. Darn, he's not available at that time, but it's okay. I'm going to have one of our special reps. So tomorrow when you do your client interview, I'm going to actually have someone handling your account. His name is Abraham. So he's going to, at one point, he will call you and then introduce himself because I kind of want him to be, you know, kind of a little bit more hands-on with your account, okay? So the client interview.
Is he the one who's going to set up my website?
He's not going to be the one setting up the website. Tomorrow when you speak with the technician, they're going to go over all of that. But I'm also going to have someone assigned to your account. So whenever you have concerns or anything like that, Abraham is a really good one to be involved. Okay. So just to kind of give you that little extra kind of, you know, touch, I would say, just to kind of be, you know, on top of things for you. All right. So I'll make sure to reach out to him because I know his schedule's booked for that time, but I want to get you through your client interview, okay? So at some point, Abraham is going to be calling you just to introduce himself to you so this way you know who he is,
okay?
Okay? Well, I'm Sounds super
good.
Excited for you. Did you have any other questions?
No.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good evening and get some rest. Tomorrow's a long day,
Thanks.
I bet. You're welcome.
Always.
Oh, man.
Well,
you have a blessed evening. Thank you.
You too.
Bye.